I didn't get into this guy until after Roxanne Pulitzer, because we were both doing the same thing during the earlier years. This is the man who carries the illness forward for all of us. Thank God, into the fray and into the fire. Always wearing the right coat while traveling outside the realms of possibilities.
I do not remember the first time I read Hunter Thompson. It was sort of like a demented spiritual experience. It's no white light, just shit, that's it. Hunter Thompson.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? I am the doctor. I took one look out here and saw fear. I don't know, how would you feel being the last dope fiend? There's an old civil rights axiom that the weakest link in any civil rights case is always the defendant. Yeah, imagine being a lawyer and getting a call from me. That's why I try to behave myself. And I advise the same to you, all of you. Well, that's good advice. This is, after all, a really aggressively Calvinist period. Let me offer my condolences to all of you in this generation that will have to grow up, live all your lives with the idea that that sex is death and that the rain is poison. And now they have the sun, will give you cancer. And now Surgeon General is going to tell us that he will get down to things like mead and near beer. Yeah, it isn't the law that bothers you so much. It's being chased around and scorned by your ex-peers. And Jesus, I would have to run scurry like a rat from place to place. I can't afford to feel guilty, and I don't really think I am. But for some reason, I have lived for 26 years without a job and 25 without sleep. I've never claimed to be anything but a nice guy and an athlete. And it's true. I'm a judicious user of drugs. Now, keep in mind that I'm a doctor. And plus, I am one of the highest living authorities on that subject. Well, who else? They're all dead. Shit. Well, if anybody had any DMT right now, I think I would share it with you. Somebody described it to me once as acid, except that it's so compressed, it's like being shot out of a cannon for 45 minutes. Bush has, all of his life and all of his career, made a pretty successful career of sort of minding the store. He has been a congressman, ambassador to China, ambassador to the UN, CAIE, vice president, and now president. That's a pretty good record. Only Richard Nixon surpasses it. Well, here we're talking about two of the most criminal, outside of Warren Harding and Ulysses Grant. Yeah, and Charles Manson. We're talking about serious criminals. This is an enduring criminal conspiracy or continuing criminal conspiracy. It would, when the great scorer comes to write against these names, George Bush, Nixon, Warren Harding, Grant, will all be up there. And yet they both, in this century, Bush and Nixon have held almost every office that would be coveted by ambitious politicians or all-American boys. Nixon was everything except the governor of California. Oh, boy. That's a point of pride for everybody. Yeah, Nixon was on paper, one of the most successful politicians in the history of the country. Now, Ronald Reagan, he only ran for, two offices. Reagan really blitzed it. He was like, Roy Rogers. Yeah, we'll see Reagan about 40 years from now with weird plastic all over him. And here's an actor out of Hollywood who was elected with the help of three or four used car dealers and is a two-term governor of California, campaigning against debt, against the insane, against mental health, against almost everything, but mainly on an economic program of austerity and balancing the budget. The bastard left this state, I think, what was it, six times the debt. Then he runs for president. After that, two terms here, he runs for president. And then the master appoints his successor. Now, nobody's ever done that. Yeah, his underling, his boy, his capon. People are not beaten up anymore. I think it's I think Bush is right. This is a kinder, gentler nation of sheep. It's all been said before.